very little class. I was beginning to think of myself as a little better than other people. I had a whole semester when I didn't even buy a book and rarely went to class. I'd get up around 10 a.m. and go to the grill in the student union building. That's where everybody went between classes. I'd sit and socialize, play Hearts, another card game, talk to the women, make dates, and read the Kentucky Colonel, the school newspaper. We not only met girls and made dates at the grill, some of us met our wives-to-be there. I broke the rules and still succeeded in that arena, too. When I met Pat, I was dating two other girls, Sandra and Debbie, on a regular basis. I had just finished reading Tortilla Flat by John Steinbeck. The main character in the book is a guy named Danny. He and his friends are poor and lived up in the hills outside of Monterey, California. One of the themes of the book is that people can rationalize anything. For example, when a friend comes into some money, Danny steals it and rationalizes that he's actually doing the friend a favor by stealing it. If I don't take the money away from my friend, he is going to use it to buy some wine, get drunk, and maybe even burn his house down. It's just awful that he has this money. To be his friend, I need to steal the money from him and save him from himself. I like this book so much that I bought 3 more copies and gave 1 to Pat, 1 to Sandra, and 1 to Debbie. That was a mistake. A big mistake. Even though they were in different sororities, they used to meet in the grill with a few other girls and have lunch. And one fateful day, all 3 girls were sitting there with the same damn book.
"Gee, it's interesting you're reading that book. Yeah, the guy I'm going with gave it to me." "Oh, really? Me too. Me too. Who might this be?"
Little did I know that when it came to dealing with women, you shouldn't use the same modus operandi if you are going to go out with more than one of them at the same time. Why? Because women talk to one another, and if they find out you're treating each of them the same way, none will feel special and all of them will dump you. Luckily for me, Pat didn't dump me. I just had this knack for doing things the wrong way, but still succeeding. My first fraternity roommate was a guy by the name of Jim Dillon. He skipped a lot of classes, too, but he flunked out. Almost anybody who ran around with me flunked out. Hersha flunked out, Dillon flunked out, Durkin flunked out, a lot of people flunked out. But I didn't flunk out. This just reinforced my view that I was a little different and somehow a little better than everyone else. A few other guys tried to live with Dillon and me, but nobody could handle it. The reason they couldn't live with us is that we didn't do what students are supposed to do, go to school. We'd stay up all night, drink beer, and talk. After we took our dates home, we'd get back to the room around 11 p.m., and then we'd sit and talk and drink beer until early in the morning. Well, you can't really stay up until 3 a.m. and make an 8 a.m. class. So we didn't go to class very often. Teachers don't like it when you don't go to class. And if you don't ever go, sooner or later, you're going to have a problem. The first semester I lived in the fraternity house, I ended up making every grade Kentucky had. A, B, C, D, E. E was an F at Kentucky. W, withdraw, and I, incomplete. I got them all. Even though I rarely went to economics class, I made an A in the course. I understood it. The professor would talk about marginal propensity to consume, and I'd say to myself, "I get it. That's a concept I can understand." I could look at those supply and demand curves and say, "Yeah, okay, I understand that. That makes sense. Okay, we're going to move supply here. Yep, price will go down. Yep, I understand." I didn't even own an economics book. I literally borrowed a book the night before the economics final, sat down and read the whole book for the first time. I went in and made an A because I understood it. I can remember taking the test thinking, "Okay, that question, he's talking about marginal. I can see it. Okay, the chart looks like this.
It's on the left side of the page. It should be somewhere around page 250. And what does it say? I could remember exactly where it was, what it looked like, and what it said. And then I just wrote it down. I'm not claiming to have a photographic memory, but for that class, I did. The professor hated it because I rarely went to class, and I always made A's on his tests. It really ticked him off. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing, but I still did well in school. I made the B in history and the C, D, and E in I can't remember what, and I made the W in philosophy. W is withdraw from the class with no grade, and it's beautiful because you don't get a bad grade. It's like you didn't even sign up for the course. God only knows why I signed up for philosophy. I hated it. It made no sense to me at all. It was all left-field stuff. I think, therefore I am. Who cares? It was like baseball to me. Not very practical. So I had no problem withdrawing from philosophy.